This is Dodgeball, presented by Ben Kearns. In the past several episodes, we have explored the history of the beloved game. From a farmtown schoolhouse in the 1800s, to school gymnasiums around the world, to sold-out arenas, Dodgeball has come a long way. It was full of style, controversy, incredible personalities, legendary athletes, and amazing stories. But as our series draws to a close, we must ask, what shall we see in years to come? What does the future hold for Dodgeball?
Aliens!
We will see what shall become of Dodgeball.
The great alien wars of 4022 shall be decided with Cyber Dodgeball.
Sorry about the interruptions. Our parent company recently changed hands, and they're trying to make some format changes to my series of award-winning documentaries. But I digress. In the year 1977, a NASA program led by the charismatic astronomer Carl Sagan launched the Voyager spacecraft. Its mission was to document space and launch a golden record. The record contained a map to Earth, the many sounds of people saying hello, some of Earth's greatest music, and of course, the directions on how to play the popular game, Dodgeball. The Voyager continues to move throughout the cosmos to this day, bringing the game of Dodgeball to the vast ocean of space. In 2057, the record was discovered by the giant moth people of the planet Glorpo and... What happened to the script?
Just read it.
The planet Glorpo and its hive of super-evolved scientists were able to play the record using their extraneous metallic third nipples?
The Glorpo moth people didn't know what their metallic nipples were for. Our teams of scientific experts believe they were once used to create the pyramids of Tenochtitlan. But upon seeing the golden records, they realized the true purpose of their mysterious nips.
Upon hearing about the game of Dodgeball, the planet Glorpo immediately started playing, and it spread throughout the intergalactic empire. Species from across the universe were playing it.
In 3032, the Grammolians of Gromula won a contentious tournament with the Gromulites of Gromethia for the Gromatron Cup. After their victory, they ate the seven genitalia of the losing team, as was customary.
In 3248, the universe will be held hostage by Kodos the Conqueror, who ruled the universe with an iron fist. After enslaving all life in the universe to fight each other in his gladiatorial dodgeball mega planet, he was overthrown by a clone of himself that he commissioned by his slave scientists. That clone would continue to force all life to play dodgeball forever. So nothing really changed.
In the year 3797, Earth was destroyed as well as the rest of the Milky Way galaxy, as each planet had been used as a ball by the ancient elder gods whom created the universe. Humanity had already died several hundred years prior in dodgeball gladiator matches.
And that brings us to the Great Intergalactic War of 4022. In which one ethereal life form would rise up against the powers that ruled the universe. A life form known as Doji Joe.
He didn't have limbs. He was from a species that reproduced asexually. He didn't even have a reason for me to keep calling him he. But he was the only hope for the universe.
Someone has to stop Kodos the Conqueror, and I guess that someone is me.
You don't have to be a hero, Doji Joe. Stay with your mama and a herd of ape-like bipedal Earth creatures.
My destiny is out there, fighting the Dodgeball Rebellion.
How the hell did we get that footage? The would-be savior of all life finally confronted the evil Emperor.
It's time for us to rise up and take over. Kodos, I challenge you to a game of dodgeball. If I win, you must live in exile.
And if I win?
Then I will be your slave for eternity. Only me. Everyone else can go.
I've enslaved the entire universe. I'm basically God. Neither of those options would be in my favor. I'd be stupid to agree to those terms. Why would I even... I am the clone of Kodos the Conqueror's clone, and I accept your challenge!
The epic game of laser dodgeball lasted for eons. There were spectacular visuals and insane stunts. Describing them would do them injustice. You will just have to be there.
He's hit! He's hit! I got him! We're free! We no longer have to play this wretched game anymore!
Now, what do we do?
Let's play dodgeball.
And now, we would like to honor the memory of those who have lost their lives in the game of dodgeball.
Keegan Funk died in an unfortunate dodgeball incident when he was mixing a fancy cocktail during a game and an expensive martini glass shattered into his eye socket.
Alex Kroll was hit in the face several times during a dodgeball-related photoshoot and later died of head trauma. The photos were blurry and went unused.
Connor Polishek came out of the locker room and did his signature Adam Sandler impression, including riding a dodgeball like a horsey. His balls exploded!
Tommy Farron died after flying blindly into a dodgeball game, crashing headfirst into a wall. Spent the previous hour staring at his lantern that he won in the Freak Awards.
Aaron Ruska died of alcohol poisoning after being named MVP of the 2022 Dodgeball Championship. Once again, he took all the credit, despite everyone else doing all the work.
And that was Ben Kern's Dodgeball. So glad I'm fucking done with these clowns. What has happened here?
That was fantastic, dude. The technology, then, the way you said it, and you like fumbled it and then just rode through it.
Oh,
it
was so good. Sorry, one more time.
Okay, but you guys need to stop laughing and talking within a millisecond of me doing my lines. You're giving Aaron fits right now.
Yeah, sorry for stop being so fucking funny, Alex.